When the NCAA men's basketball tournament descends on AT&T Stadium April 5th, there will be plenty for sports fans to see. Open practices, clutch matchups, and tons of post-game analysis. But what about North Texans more interested in reverb than rebounds? That's the Killers, one of several bands lighting up the March Madness Music Festival. The free three-day event will be held in downtown Dallas, where Reunion Arena used to be. Organizers are calling the yet-to-be-developed green space Reunion Park and expect tens of thousands of music fans. The festival kicks off with Jason Aldean on Friday the 4th, followed by the Killers and country favorite Tim McGraw on Saturday.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. I drove out to the county fair.
The Saturday bands will be playing at the same time the college teams take the court in Arlington. So that concert might not attract diehard hoops fans. The big finale happens Sunday when Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band take the stage. Opening is the pop trio, Fun. The festival isn't ticketed, so it's first come first served to get in. Organizers expect the park to hold 30 to 40,000. Fans will be able to line up for Sunday's show at 6 a.m. And with The Boss closing out the weekend, it's a safe bet to say there won't be much darkness on the edge of downtown. Courtney Collins for KERA News.